Sometimes in life, our path takes us somewhere different than where we thought we were headed. Welcome back to another episode of The Unheard Voices, a show where we talk about a variety of topics from voices that aren't traditionally heard in mainstream media. I'm your host, Tyler Lander, and today we'll be talking about Scott Arsenault, who is the CEO of Wren's Pets, and his journey and passion that has helped countless pets and animals be saved over the last 10 years. Arsenault is a one-of-a-kind human being who has a huge heart, a give-back attitude, and a strong passion for helping animals in need. Let that be finding them a forever home, ensuring they are getting the best out of their diet to ensure a long and healthy life, or working with communities that helps animals in need. I spoke to Arsenault about how he turned his passion into a way to help animals in need, and how he turned his own passion into one that everyone on his team and Wren's follows now.
Well, I think it goes back, Tyler, to our core values. And what's really important is we're here for your pet's best life. And we kind of wake up every morning trying to bring that to every pet parent and pet.
Arsenault follows a list of core values that involve being passionate about pets and the people they own, believing in the highest nutrition for pets, and being committed to bettering communities. Understanding the work and dedication that shelters, adoption agencies, and humane societies put in to help find animals a forever home, stay on a healthy diet, or keeping them from getting euthanized, Arsenault made it a mission to make sure that in every location he puts a Wren's, they were working closely with their local shelters to create a relationship and help find the animals a new life. This is especially true when Arsenault created a relationship with the Ontario Veterinary College Trust, better known as the OVC Pet Trust, Canada's first charitable fund that benefits the health of companion animals. And every year, Arsenault makes sure that Wren's raises donations to help their great cause of keeping animals healthy, performing surgeries that are needed, and funding an overall great cause.
Well, we have a saying, we don't compete with our partners. And one of the things that we don't offer is services. So we don't groom, we don't train, we don't board. And I think that's really important because we want to partner with these people in the communities, and we also don't sell pets. So, you know, whether it's breeders or rescues that we're working with or humane societies, we feel it's really important to partner with these companies and businesses as opposed to competing with them.
Arsenault made it a point to partner with the communities instead of working against them, something he has seen a lot of major corporations do. It's important to him to help keep the fire lit of those who work so hard every day helping the animals in their shelters that he wanted to make sure that with the ability he had, he could give back to them for all that they do. I asked how he was able to achieve such a community-based approach to helping all these different shelters, adoption agencies, and humane societies in the communities through the different stores throughout the country.
But we still want at the grassroots level for every store, we want it to feel like, you know, Jessica's Wren's Pets or Dave's Wren's Pets. You know, if you're opening up a store and you're managing it and running with your team, you're going to get invested in the community. So one of the ways that we've done that is, as soon as, well before we open a store, we look up humane societies and rescues in the areas and we reach out. We have great relationships going back, you know, 40 years with rescues and humane societies. So we make that connection. We help with adoptions and support them. We help with their fundraising. And we also help with the rescues as far as their needs and their adoptions and rescues. So I think it's important to do that at that kind of community level. We have some national programs that we're running, but we want to make sure that in the towns that we're in, we're being a good partner with that community.
But it's not only Canada that Arsenault and Wren's gives back and helps. With the current devastation going on in Ukraine, Wren's and their parent company, Mondew, have put their best foot forward to help the citizens and animals with what they can.
So basically what they did is they donated from themselves, the family, not out of our kind of business funds. They took $100,000 from Mondew and $50,000 for Wren's, and they applied that to the Red Cross. And what we did at the store level, I'm really most proud of, have really jumped on making small differences that make big, you know, kind of consequences. So we've been having raffles at each store, and, you know, stores have had goals of having $1,000 raised or $1,500. And I put that in perspective. You know, we're just, you know, 39 stores now, and if we raised $40,000 and every store did that in every community, could you imagine the overwhelming financial support that, you know, these refugees and pets would have?
Arsenal continues on with sticking to his core values and bettering the communities with each new location that opens up. His work does not go unnoticed by those who are affected by it, and because of his strong passion, he saved countless lives of animals all around Canada. You've been listening to The Unheard Voices. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Tyler Lander, and I wish you farewell.